Hello and welcome to Geek History Lesson Extra. I am Jason Kennedy Inman.
I am Ashley Victoria Robinson. Welcome to your Geek History Lesson Podcast Extra.
Sound like you got lost there. What happened?
I got distracted.
Let's just start again. Hello, I'm Jason. There's a box in the corner, Inman.
He's Jason Inman. I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson. But you already knew that because you're beautiful, sexy patrons to support us here on Patreon. Turns out there's actually 35 original DC animated movies.
We were short. I knew the list.
Four that have been announced.
The list that I was looking at in the main episode, I knew that I was way off. Okay, yeah. So we're here to talk about, everybody, we just talked about the DC Universe original animated movies. What is the actual, what does Wikipedia tell you, what is the order of that? Because it's like DC
Universe animated original movies.
Yep. I knew it was like
which
thing.
I'm going to be honest, too many words.
Yeah. The DC OOM?
DCUOM.
DCUOM? Anyways, we talked about all those and now we're going to go through the entire list and give it a see it or a skip it. There are no in-betweens. It's either watch it
or don't.
Or don't watch it. And this is going to be very, very interesting.
Also, there's 35 of these, so we're going to have to keep moving.
Fun fact, we used to do for the Patreon a bunch of commentaries for these until we asked everybody on the Patreon world, we're like, do you want commentaries? And basically, everybody's like, no.
Yeah, so we stopped.
So we stopped doing commentaries.
Maybe I'll find a bunch of them in hyperlinks.
But we've done a bunch of the commentaries for these. I know they're behind the paywall. We also kind of stopped doing them. We were actually happy that we stopped doing them because, Ashley, you have not seen all of these, correct?
I haven't seen all of these.
Interesting. Okay. I knew that was a problem because I was very much of the idea where I said, I was like, you can't watch it for the first time and do the commentary on it. It's impossible.
Yeah.
So it created a time crunch for us.
It did.
So.
Number one.
Give us the year for all these if it hasn't.
I can't do that without opening new pages.
Well, never mind. Don't worry about it. I know it started in 2008.
I can't. Sorry.
Don't worry about it. Just move on.
No. Okay. I can do it. 2000. Okay. Well, if I scroll down to not the list to the actual article, I can do it.
Oh, okay.
2007, Superman Doomsday.
Yes. This is the very first one. It is a.
Well, yeah. Adam Baldwin is Superman.
Yes.
There are some questionable casting choices.
This is
in my opinion.
The Death of Superman storyline where there is no Reign of the Superman. It's not quite the Death of Superman style, but it's animated in almost a Bruce Timm style. They made action figures for this movie.
Do you know who voices Lex Luthor in this movie?
James Marsden.
Marsters.
Yeah. Spike from Buffy.
And also Kevin Smith has a cameo in it.
Yeah. He's
quoted as being Grumpy Man.
Well, the joke of this movie is that Toy Man has a spider creature and he makes a joke about spider, which is a reference to the famous Kevin Smith speech about John Peters and the giant spider. Go look it up on YouTube. It's a very famous clip.
Toy Man voiced by John DiMaggio.
Yep.
See it or skip it.
I say skip it.
I agree.
When it came out,
there's better versions of it.
Well, the Death of Superman that we're going to get to later is much better. So I say skip it. Look, it started the universe, and
which we appreciate.
And if
we
if it didn't sell well, it and I also understand why you pick it as the first.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a great adaptation, and to be honest with you, I don't know if I'll ever watch it again. So skip it.
2008 Justice League New Frontier.
Oh, definite see it. We made both of our lists. I don't think we need to say anything else. Except John F. Kennedy. Yeah.
2008, Batman, Dark Knight.
What?
Gotham Knight, sorry.
I was like, we are not a Dark Knight already.
It came out the same year as The Dark Knight.
Okay, so do you know what this is?
No, I've not seen it.
Okay, so.
I know Kevin Conroy's in it.
Yes. Okay, this is a weird movie, which I dislike.
Fair.
So. This came out the same year as The Dark Knight. Batman is animated with the Christian Bale costume.
Ooh.
From Batman Begins. This is a series of vignettes. It's like 6 to 7 to 8 of them that are supposed to tell the stories between Batman Begins and The Dark Knight. Now, the only interesting thing in this little movie is that there's a story with Crispus Allen and Renee Montoya.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, to me, this is a major skip it. This is, I kind of feel like, oh, were they getting nervous about these animated movies? Like, what was happening here?
Can I tell you an interesting fact?
Yeah.
Andrea Romano is the voice of Martha Wayne.
Cool.
I think that's very
So she probably goes, ugh.
I'm sure she, yeah, she has like a throwaway.
It's a definite skip it for me. You've probably never seen it.
I didn't even know it existed.
Yeah, yeah. It's in the giant box set if you get it, yeah.
2009's Wonder Woman.
Go ahead, Ashley.
See it.
Yeah, this is a definite see it.
It's great. Lots of nerd credit. Alfred Molina's in it. He's Ares.
Yeah, he's Ares.
Green Lantern, First Flight from 2009.
Have you seen this one, Ashley?
No.
This is going to be a very short episode of Geekish Love Next Round. Hi, I'm Jason Inman. Welcome.
There's 35 of these.
I know.
It'll be fine. We're already 5.5 minutes in.
We're trucking through this pretty quick.
We're five into these of 35.
Okay, this one has a great score.
That doesn't tell me
the music is great. Victor Garber is Sinestro. I don't remember who Hal Jordan is.
Christopher Maloney.
Oh, yeah, he's really good.
And John Larroquette is Tomar Ray.
But they change a lot of Green Lantern-y things in this movie, and I don't think they change them for the better. This is around the time when Geoff Johns' Green Lantern run was huge, and Green Lantern almost replaced Wonder Woman as a member of the Trinity. That's how big Green Lantern was. Mm-hmm. That's the reason why we got the movie, all that other stuff. I think this is a skip it. I really do. I don't think this movie is great.
2009's third installment, Superman, Batman, Public Enemies.
Ashley, thoughts on this?
I think you could see this. I think this is a pretty good intro movie, actually, to this universe.
This is a definite see it for me. I think the Ed McGuinness style is awesome.
Also, Tim Daly, Kevin Conroy, Clancy Brown. Yeah.
They bring back the animated
Everyone
voices.
Everyone that we love, yeah.
Tim Daly as
LeVar
Superman.
LeVar Burton is Black Lightning in this.
He has like three lines.
But still, ooh, that's a problematic casting choice now.
Allison Mack is Power Girl.
Yep. Sorry, I'm just like scanning. Michael Goh is Hawkman.
Michael Goh? You mean Alfred from the original Batman movies?
I think so. Let me click.
Michael Goff? You sure about that? That seems wrong.
Well, that's what it says.
All right, well, okay.
Maybe it's not the same person.
Maybe Wikipedia is wrong.
He's a voice actor.
Okay.
The same person.
Anyways, I think this is a fun movie. It's a fun, dumb movie. And that storyline is fun and dumb.
It's a big, dumb movie.
But it's fun.
Yeah.
It's a good, I think it's a definite, they made action figures for this too.
Yes, they did.
This is a definite see it for me.
What year did this movie come out?
I don't know.
2010.
Sure.
Justice League Crisis on Two Earths.
See it?
Yes, absolutely.
Made my list, definite see it.
2010's Batman Under the Red Hood, see it.
Definite see it, made both of our lists.
2010's third installment, Batman Superman Apocalypse.
Okay, Ashley,
I'm interested in your hot take on
what do you think about this?
I think if you're going to see Public Enemies, I think watch Apocalypse right after it. It's fine.
Is it a see it or skip it?
See it.
It's a see it.
Yeah.
They actually really do a good job of nailing Michael Turner's art, because this was made when they actually still tried to match the art styles as much as they could.
Summer Glau is Supergirl, if that appeals to you.
Andre Brower's Dark Side.
Yes, he is.
And he's a very good Dark Side. I think it's a see it. It's not as good as Public Enemies, but I think it's a definite see it.
I think they're good companion pieces, though.
Yeah, if you watch one, you have to watch the second one, yeah.
2011's All-Star Superman.
See it.
2011's Green Lantern Emerald Knights. I don't think I've seen that.
Okay, so this one is... This was the one that came out the year that the Green Lantern live action movie came out.
Oh, Elizabeth Moss.
And this is...
Jason Isaacs. Helly Hugh. They got a great voice cast.
Yes. This is the one... It's a series of vignettes about different Green Lanterns. So like Orisa is one.
Uh-huh.
They tell the story of Mogo in one.
Uh-huh.
This is a... I weirdly think this one is better than First Flight, but not by much. Okay, this is what I'm going to say. If you're a Green Lantern fan... See it. If you're not a Green Lantern fan, skip it.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
Batman Year One from 2011.
Yeah, and
Benjamin McKenzie.
Ben McKenzie, Commissioner Gordon is Bryan Cranston voices Commissioner Gordon.
Liza Dushku is Catwoman.
What do you think about this one, Ashley?
I think it's okay.
Okay.
I would say see it.
Interesting.
I would say see. I just think the story is. I like Batman Year One.
It's a good story.
But I think there's bad voice casting choices, unfortunately. So, but I will say see it.
I say skip it.
That's fine.
This one is they do the lesson that the Dark Knight Returns learned is that Dark Knight Returns, Frank Miller is famous for doing giant caption box monologues.
Mm-hmm.
Dark Knight Returns does none of them.
Yeah.
Or they give those captions. They actually make those captions dialogue,
which makes more sense.
This one, it is monologue after monologue after monologue of the characters just like walking around. And I think it completely doesn't work.
Okay.
So that's for me. I think this movie's kind of boring.
It's kind of boring.
But the animation style that they try to make like David Mazzalozzi, I don't know how you say his name. The artist of Batman Year One, who's a great artist.
Oh, yes.
Is great. I think it's a skip it. I think it's a boring movie.
The movie that cast Paul Blackthorne as Metallo, 2012's Justice League Doom.
What are your thoughts on this one?
Why are you always making me go first?
Because I know what my thoughts are on this. Okay, I'll go. This is the movie that a lot of people claim as the best Justice League animated movie. They think it's better than Crisis on Two Earths. This is based on Tower of Babel, the very famous Mark Waid storyline where Batman makes the changes.
This movie is dedicated to Dwayne McDuffie as well.
Yeah, because it's probably the first one that was released after his death.
Yep, but he wrote it.
I think this is a skip it.
I agree.
I do not like this movie, and I think the changes they make the story worse. It's also kind of problematic for me because Hal Jordan was not in the original storyline, and they make it Hal Jordan, and I think the storyline they create for Hal Jordan really brings the movie down. Also, instead of making this in the original storyline, it's about Ra's al Ghul. In this, they make it the Legion of Doom, and I think it completely falls flat.
2011's Superman versus the Elite. Skip it.
This is an interesting one.
Skip it.
Because I think George Newbern, the Justice League Unlimited Superman, comes back for this. And the scene where Superman beats the Elite and talks about the dream, like he's like, I will always protect the dream, is one of the greatest Superman lines ever written. And they do it in this movie, and they have George Newbern deliver it. And it's really amazing. I think the beginning of this movie is kind of boring. I'm conflicted because this was one of the first ones I saw at WonderCon. Like, this is one of the first WonderCons I went to, and I say I watched this movie early. I think it's a skip, but I really do.
2012/2013, Batman The Dark Knight Returns with Michael McKean.
See it
as well. 2012, Superman Unbound.
What is Superman Unbound? Oh, this is where he fights Brainiac and Pa Kent dies.
It's based off of Superman Brainiac.
I think it's a skip it.
I think it's a skip it as well. Although Matt Bomer is Superman in this, which is interesting.
Brainiac is John Noble.
Yes. Who would be a great live action Brainiac to this day. 2012's Justice League, The Flashpoint Paradox.
I think this is a see it.
So do I. I think it's better than the book.
I agree, but it's still not great. It's barely a see it.
It's got a grifter in it, and that's fun.
Yep.
2014's Justice League War.
Did you combine The Dark Knight Returns?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So Flashpoint Paradox was the Dark Knight Returns was his last one. Yeah, that's right. I think Justice League War is a see it.
I like Justice League War. I really like Wonder Woman in it.
I actually think it works as an adaptation. I think it makes the storyline from the comic books better.
There is some weird voice. Sean Astin, who I love, is Shazam, and you're like, what? Alan Tudyk is Superman, and you're like, what? Yep.
We also have to fully admit that this is written by a friend of ours, Heath Corson.
Yes.
I think he did a good job. I think this is a see it. I was expecting to hate this movie. I actually like it.
Yes. 2013, Son of Batman. Skip it.
Yeah, this is, we're going to start getting into
some of our less favorite.
Well,
this is also when Sean Mayer takes over as Nightwing. He's not my favorite Nightwing, even though I like him as an actor.
Well, I'm also going to fully admit that I do not like the voice actor for Damian that they've cast in this universe.
I'll agree.
I do not like him. We're going to get into like, oh, it's a Justice League movie. Batman.
Oh, it's a Batman movie.
Batman. Blank Batman. I get it because the Batman and the Justice League ones are the ones that sell. I've been told that from people that work in those departments. This is a definite skip it. I was disappointed because I love the Grant Morrison storyline it's based on. It's skip it.
2014's Batman Assault on Arkham. Skip it.
Yeah, I don't even want to talk about this one. This is a definite skip.
Giancarlo Esposito's in it, though, and that's cool. 2015's Justice League Throne of Atlantis. I've never seen this.
Actually, you have.
Oh.
You've just forgotten it.
I don't remember. Then I guess I'll say skip it.
This is a direct sequel to War.
I don't remember it.
But it's based on the second storyline from Geoff Johns' New 52
Yvonne
Justice League.
Reyes.
Yeah. It's not good.
Cool, then skip it. Easy.
It's a definite skip it.
Easy peasy. 2015, Batman versus Robin. Skip it!
Yeah. This is a skip it as well.
Weird Al's in this movie, though, which is fun.
He is Professor Pig.
He's Doll Maker.
This, fun fact, this is the movie that I interviewed him for.
Yeah.
For I was in my first year at DC All Access.
He said he was lovely.
He was so cool. Yeah, he's Professor Pig in this movie. Yeah.
No, he's Doll Maker.
Oh, Doll Maker. Excuse me. I'm sorry, my bad. This, again, the Grant Morrison run. It should have been so great, mm-hmm. but it's really not great.
2015's Justice League Gods and Monsters.
It's a definite see it.
Absolutely.
It's a definite see it. Yep.
2016's Batman Bad Blood. Skip it.
I disagree.
Oh, no. Batman Bad Blood is the good one. That's the
I
one
disagree.
With all the family members. And Barbara Gordon shows up at the end.
This, yeah.
I apologize. See it.
I think this is a see it because there's two things in this movie.
Batwoman's actually really good.
Batwoman gets introduced, and this is the Batman movie where Dick Grayson dresses up as Batman.
Yeah.
Because Bruce is missing for most of this movie. That's the reason why Batwoman shows up.
So Ernie Hudson is Lucius Fox, which I think is inspired casting.
I think this is the one of those Batman movies that actually works.
I agree.
Yeah. So I think this is a see it.
Yes. See Batman, Bad Blood. Don't see any of the other ones. 2016's Justice League versus Teen Titans. This is the one we turned off halfway through.
Yes, this is a definite skip it. The plot line doesn't make sense.
No. I'm loath to talk about this one. I dislike it so much. 2016's Batman the Killing Joke.
Oh, yes.
Skip it hard. Don't Google it. Don't do nothing.
We have to talk about this a little bit,
though. This movie sucks.
Here's the weird thing about this movie. This movie is a direct adaptation of the Killing Joke.
Except up to a point.
Well, the parts that are actually about the Killing Joke, because the Killing Joke is a single issue, so it couldn't be a movie. But they add all this extra material that makes very questionable choices about Barbara Gordon and makes you actually hate the movie before you even see the good stuff.
Yeah.
But it is weird. This is Kevin Conroy as Batman.
The stuff that is directly adapted is good.
It's Mark Hamill as Joker. See, I argue against that. I think the Killing Joke adapted is just boring. Because it's a lot of monologues. It's Alan Moore. But here's the other weird thing. This is produced by Bruce Timm, written by Brian Azzarello.
Uh-huh.
Everything in this movie should work. And it, I think, fails at every level. It just so astoundingly fails. And it has sort of become this albatross of DC Animated where I think now it's become this thing where fans are like, well, it's not as bad as Killing Joke.
I mean, the stuff that they add into Killing Joke is so offensive on so many levels.
Well, let's just state it out. Let's just flat out.
Batman has sex with Barbara Gordon.
Batman has sex with Barbara Gordon on a rooftop.
And
yep. In the beginning of the movie.
And I know that that's a romance that they have seeded in Batman Beyond. I despise it. And as Jason described it, it's like Batman is having sex with Dick Grayson. But because she's a woman, we're supposed to be okay with it. I find it so offensive. And the way the scene is written is truly so gross.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. It's really bad.
I like the Killing Joke stuff, the stuff that's adapted from the book. But like all of the extra stuff, like this movie, I mean, DC deserves the shame that comes down upon them for making it and for putting it out in the world.
I agree.
It should have been scrapped.
And it's going to be pretty harsh. And that's what you come for here. I think it makes Batman come off as a pedophile.
I agree.
That's not a way I want to think about Batman.
No, because Barbara is, you know, a daughter figure to him. It would be the same as if he had sex with Cassandra Cain or Stephanie Brown.
Or Tim Drake.
Or Jason Todd, you know, but because... anyway, because a lot of societal nonsense, we're supposed to be okay with it. And it looks bad on Barbara Gordon and it looks worse on Bruce Wayne. And I don't want that to be done to those characters.
Yep, exactly. Move on.
2017's Justice League Dark. See it!
I think it's a fun movie. I would say see it. I think Matt Ryan gets to voice Constantine and it's a good time.
It is. It's... also, Justice League Dark is weird and difficult, and I think they do an admirable job with it.
It's one of the few that I'm actually glad they're making a sequel to.
Yeah, me too. 2017's Teen Titans Judas Contract.
Okay, this one is okay.
It's fine. It's Miguel Ferrer's last role.
Yes, it is.
He passed.
Yeah, it's Destro.
I will say see it.
Yes.
With the caveat that the book is so much better.
For an adaptation of the Judas Contract... which is a difficult storyline to adapt because it's like 30,
mired in continuity.
It's 20 issues long.
Yeah.
So the fact that they sort of pulled it off, I'm going to say this. I'm going to say if you're a Titans fan, see it. Mm-hmm. If you're not a Titans fan, skip it.
Fair. 20 something year isn't in here. 2017's whatever. Batman and Harley Quinn.
Skip it.
Did we see this one?
I've seen pieces of it. You do not want to see it.
Oh, this is the one where, yeah, no. This also does bad things to women.
I don't know if it does bad things to women, but
this is the one where they're like, they're sexy superhero strippers, right?
There are. Okay, so here's the thing. This is, Bruce Timm came back for this, mm-hmm. which again, you're just like, what is happening?
Also, Lauren Lester came back to voice Nightwing.
And Kevin Conroy. They build this as a direct sequel to Batman the Animated Series. They drew it in that style. There is a scene in this movie where Harley Quinn has captured Nightwing.
Uh-huh.
She takes off his clothes and she has sex with him.
Yeah.
Given the implication that Harley Quinn may have sort of raped mm-hmm. Nightwing.
I mean, I don't think sort of. I think did.
Yeah. Well, there's a couple lines where it's unclear whether he gives consent or not.
Yeah.
It's very unclear.
But again, you're like, this is gross.
It's problematic.
Yeah.
It is problematic. And again, it's another one of these things where like, did we really need to see this scene?
No.
Like, what did this scene add? Besides you guys just wanting to be edgy and get publicity.
Yeah.
I think it's a definite skip it. Yeah. I think it's just, it's not good.
2018's Batman Gotham by Gaslight. See it. I like Gotham by Gaslight.
I think see it. It's not the greatest movie, but it's all right.
Also, Bruce Greenwood comes back.
Yeah, I think it's an okay movie.
2018, Suicide Squad, Hell to Pay. I didn't see this one.
I saw parts of it. Skip it.
2018's The Death of Superman.
I think this is a see it.
I think this is an absolute see it.
I think, unlike Superman Doomsday, I think this movie does, and also this movie's an hour and a half long. It's not only an hour. Most of these are only hours. This is an hour and a half.
Cress Williams plays John Henry Irons,
which is amazing. I forget who's Jerry O'Connell's Superman. Yep. And Rebecca Romijn is Lois Lane.
Mm-hmm.
And they're actually, I think, dating in real life. Or they're together in real life, which I think helps with the chemistry. This movie, when Superman dies, you feel it. Like, you feel it in this movie. And that's something that Superman Doomsday completely whiffed on. And so I think this is a see it.
2019's Reign of the Superman. Not as good as The Death of Superman, but good. Definitely see them and see them together.
I agree. I think they're much better together. It's a step down, but it's really cool to see this all the alternate Supermans on screen.
Oh, man. They make Connor such a little shit.
He is a little shit.
I know, but they make him younger than I imagined him, and I think it's fun.
And the Phil Barossa redesign of the Eradicator looks so awesome. Cool.
Man, Phil Barossa, in my mind, can do no wrong.
No, he can't.
Phil Barossa's a rock star.
I think it's a see it.
2019's Justice League versus the Fatal Five. Don't see it.
It's boring. I think this is a skip it.
It's boring.
This is another one where they drew it in the Justice League style. They brought back the Justice League cast. Mm-hmm. They build this as like, it's sort of a sequel to the Justice League animated series. I think they do a bad job of setting up the Legion of Superheroes.
I think they do a bad job with Jessica. I just think everything they try to do, I don't think it's successful.
I agree.
I think there's a great movie maybe three drafts down the line.
I agree.
Which is unfortunate.
It's not for us. I agree. I would say skip it.
And then Batman Hush. I haven't seen it.
we haven't watched it yet.
Yeah. We just haven't watched it yet. So that's all of them. It's been almost 25 minutes.
What about Superman Red Sun?
Superman Red Sun, definitely see it.
Definitely see it? Okay, cool. Because you've seen it ahead of the rest of us.
I'm so stupid.
Somehow you have that torrent copy.
Yeah.
Again, I can't wait to see Russian Batman in black and white.
I'm going to be really sad, though, if Red Sun is bad.
I know.
Because I like it. Like, okay, so here are the next four that have been announced at the time of this recording.
Let's make it longer.
Wonder Woman Bloodlines, Superman Red Sun, Justice League Dark Apocalypticus War, and Superman Man of Tomorrow. I'm looking forward to all of them. They all seem great to me.
I'm looking forward to all of them except for Man of Tomorrow.
Really?
Man of Tomorrow is that Brian Azzarello storyline that was drawn by Jim Lee that is 12 issues of Superman standing in a church and talking to a priest. and I don't care how beautiful Jim Lee draws. He just can't draw a character standing in a church for 20 pages for 12 issues and make it interesting.
You don't think they'll be able to condense it into something more digestible?
I hope so. Mm-hmm. I'm not hopeful because the source material, I don't think, is very good.
I don't think it's very good. I'm really looking forward to Wonder Woman Bloodlines. I hope it's really cool.
I'm looking forward to the rest of them. I'm very curious about what Justice League Dark The Apocalypse War is. Like, is that going to take...
It just says an animated sequel to Justice League Dark will be released in 2020.
Well, yeah, but it's going to be something about the fourth world.
Uh-huh.
So, like, I'm very curious, like, what is that movie? So.
Yeah. We don't know that much about it yet because they're probably going to talk about it.
And I know, I don't know whether this movie is part of this list, but excuse me, I'm yawning. Batman Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, we've also not seen.
I don't think that's considered part of this same universe.
Yeah, but I know, like, a lot of the same producers worked on it. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know if it's considered...
Sorry.
I don't know if it's considered part of this. So, all right, Ashley bumped her mic, and I can hear a weird thing.
Yep, so I think that's about time to wrap it up.
Yes. So I think let's close it out real quick. Thank you so much, patrons. Thank you so much for listening. This has been Geek History Lesson. Thank you so much. I'm Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
It's a long episode. Bye.